is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 17th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of Gary Paulsen, born in Minneapolis, 1939, ran away from home when he was 14, joined the carnival, worked as a construction worker, engineer, sailor. He was a ranch hand, working nights as a satellite technician for an aerospace company in California, when he was struck by the inspiration to become a writer. He walked off the job, never went back. Most recent novels, Woods Runner, Lawn Boy Returns, and Liar, Liar. It's the birthday of the woman who was given credit for writing the first stream-of-consciousness novel in English, Dorothy Richardson, born Abingdon, just south of Oxford, 1873, the novel Pointed Roofs, published in 1915. She disliked the term stream-of-consciousness. She referred to it as an interior monologue. Pointed Roofs was the first in a 13-novel series called Pilgrimage, based on Richardson's life. Virginia Woolf credited Dorothy Richardson with inventing the psychological sentence of the feminine gender. It was on this date, 1954, the Supreme Court ruled that school segregation violated the 14th Amendment. An 8-year-old girl named Linda Brown in Topeka, Kansas, had to walk 21 blocks every day to an all-black elementary school, though she lived just 7 blocks from another elementary school for white children. Her father, Oliver Brown, asked that she be allowed to attend the white school. The principal refused, so he sued in court, and it came to the Supreme Court. The legal basis for segregation came from an 1896 Supreme Court decision, Plessy v. Ferguson, establishing that separate facilities for black and white students were constitutional as long as they were equal. When Brown v. Board of Education came before the Supreme Court in 1952, most of the justices were personally opposed to segregation, but only 4 of them openly supported overturning that precedent. And then in September 1953, Chief Justice Fred Vinson died of a heart attack. President Eisenhower nominated Earl Warren as the new Chief Justice, a man who devoted himself to the cause of civil rights. Warren's vote made the decision 5-4, but Justice Warren wanted a unanimous decision, so he rounded up the votes. The final holdout was Justice Stanley Reed from Kentucky, and when the decision was read, Justice Reed burst into tears. Here's a poem by Seamus Heaney entitled The Skylight. You were the one for skylights. I opposed cutting into the seasoned tongue and groove of pitch pine. I liked it low and closed, its claustrophobic nest up in the roof effect. I liked the snuff-dry feeling, the perfect trunk-lid fit of the old ceiling. Under there was all hutch and hatch. The blue slates kept the heat like midnight thatch. But when the slates came off, extravagant sky entered and held surprise wide open. For days I felt like an inhabitant of that house where the man sick of the palsy was lowered through the roof, had his sins forgiven, was healed, took up his bed, and walked away. The Skylight, a poem by Seamus Heaney, from Opened Ground, published by Frere, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.